This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Welcome in. Jay Grizz, Jason Moore, Andy Holloway in the building.
Whoa, Jay Grizz getting first billing. Impressive work, Jay.
I've pretty much ignored him the last 2 days.
That is right. If you haven't caught on over the last two episodes, Mike has not just been silent. He's not been here.
Yeah, Mike has got a couple days with the family, and we'll be back on Monday. Jason will have Sunday live.
Oh, man. Keep reminding me every time someone tells me, I'm like, oh yeah, I just hope I remember on Sunday.
Well, I would say that when you get to maximum tilt, which will be early Sunday morning, that could be a reminder that you have to talk about it publicly at ballerslive.com.
Perfect.
Jason edition, which is great. I think it's great. I mean, Mike is, he's with his family and had a real bad night. Fantasy-wise, because, and many of you did. A lot of you really, really did. Yeah, Joe Burrow's injury.
Yeah.
That's Mike's dynasty quarterback, and there's so many of your quarterbacks going. I mean, he's had a great run, Joe Burrow. And then you had Mark Andrews. Catastrophic injury, beginning of the game, right before he was heading in for a near touchdown. Now we're hearing he's going to be gone for the year. And I mean, this is major, major impactful news. This is a Thursday to forget for a lot of people.
Yeah, it was brutal across the board. I know Ja'Marr Chase got the garbage time touchdown, but still disappointing performance for him. You feel like you lost Ja'Marr Chase to some degree, depending on what comes out with the injury to Joe Burrow. A lot of people played Tyler Boyd because without Higgins and a high-scoring affair, Boyd's been good, but obviously backup quarterback Boyd is not one you want to play.
Yeah, I mean, you saw Jake Browning immediately. It's the age-old tale we've brought up so many times. The practice, the twos, right? He goes straight to Trenton Irwin on, like, a ton of passes, the guy he's probably running reps with the most often. But, you know, huge game for Mixon, over 20 fantasy points in our league. Huge game for Gus Bus, two more touchdowns. Big game for Lamar relative to how it began.
Yeah, 264 and 2, along with 54 rushing yards.
Deucer's Alley a little bit bare today. Obviously, Al Borland couldn't show his face. He was too embarrassed after the backlash yesterday, so he left. I think he's on a cruise with his wife. But that's actually more dangerous for him because that's international waters.
Right, and you
where
can
I could do
out.
Anything I wanted.
Yeah, there are no laws on cruise ships, just so people know. If you're on a cruise ship, you could do anything.
Yeah, I got
you
some
want.
Friends on the cruise ship too.
Uh-oh.
That are gonna
some you know. Foot clan.
But I mean, look, his quarterback's down, Joe Burrow. So we got to see what the news is going to be for Joe Burrow.
To be fair, he doesn't want his quarterback to be up.
I know. But yeah, lots to talk about. That was kind of the summary of last night's game. Keaton Mitchell, you know, it was real, real bad. It was still pretty bad. This was not what you hope for.
I feel like he could have had a successful fantasy day if he had better shoes It seemed like there
were
like,
it wasn't just him.
There were like three times where it was like he made a cut to an open lane you know what happens if he hits that cut, and he slipped over and over.
This was the Lamar Jackson story for the whole night. Lamar Jackson literally went down six or seven times on slips or losing his footing, and then they'd show the replay, and the cleats were just flying. So I think that, yeah, you're right. They either weren't wearing the right cleats or the field was in a really bad shape.
What's important to me when it comes to Keaton Mitchell, because I know a lot of people picked him up. Some people played him. Everyone who did that would be very disappointed. Obviously, a very bad fantasy performance that stinks. But going forward, what I saw was really good for him. Like, Justice Hill has been usurped. Keaton Mitchell got eight carries to Justice Hill's one. So it looks to me like it's going to be Keaton Mitchell and Gus Edwards. You still saw the speed on display for that 121-yard run from Keaton Mitchell. So I'm actually like, what I saw last night made me more bullish, not less bullish, in Keaton Mitchell going forward, despite a very poor end-of-the-day stat line.
Yeah, and Beckham was the best receiver of the bunch. I mean, Zay Flowers had a 68-yard touchdown called back, but he's had a lot called back this year. He also had another one where he was almost inbounds. You know, Beckham hurt his shoulder. They're thinking it might not be a long-term thing, but, you know, with Andrews going down, I'm sure Tuesday's waiver show will include Isaiah Likely. Likely had two targets, no catches.
Yeah, and it's going to include the wide receivers. Part of the problem for the wide receivers has been that they aren't the number one read. It's Mark Andrews. But with him out of the way, there's going to be fantasy relevance in the wide receiving core for Baltimore. So we'll have to figure that out on Tuesday's episode.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, it is Friday.
Foot Clan Friday.
Well, every Friday we give away $100 to fantasychamps.com to somebody that supports the show. And Brian Lestico, congratulations. You are the winner of that $100. Thank you.
Lestico!
Okay.
You see what I did there?
Sounded like a little Luigi-esque.
it's-a me.
Foot Clan Friday, congratulations, Brian. And thank you to everybody who supports the show at jointhefoot.com. We appreciate you. Did you have something to add?
Yeah, just tis the season. We are getting close to the holidays and also to the fantasy playoffs. So fantasychamps.com, it's just one of those things. Keep it in your memory for when you need your hardware. That's where to go.
Trophies,
championship rings, belts.
Oh,
I love Michael Keaton.
I do too. Yeah.
News and notes from around the league, presented by USAA Insurance.
Keenan Allen returned to a limited practice. He'll be out there. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm. Gerald Everett did not.
No. And he has been very uninvolved. And I wouldn't go to par him either. I just think you hope for some, you know, Guyton and Johnston involvement. Probably won't get it. Probably be a lot of Eckler and Allen. Got news this morning.
Yeah, read it.
Do I have to?
You sure do.
Devon Achane will return this week, barring a setback, remained limited at practice. So Achane should be back out on the field against the Raiders. I know I should be unbiased about this news and just hooray. 12.6 a carry coming back to the field.
But
I have to face him, and that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, he is going to be a risky play. The fact that he is limited at practice, I don't like seeing that. I mean, Raheem Mostert also limited at practice, so this could be just, you know, the treatment they're giving their primary running backs. But you've got Salvin Ahmed, who was a full participant in practice. So it is legitimate that he was limited. I don't believe they're going to give him 100% pre-injury full workload, but I don't think he needs that to have a good fantasy day.
You don't think the guy that's averaging 12.1 a carry needs that? I mean, what do you think his maximum opportunities have been? I mean, he had 22 in the so he had 22 in the monster game, the 50-point game.
Yeah.
13 opportunities the next game, 25 fantasy points. 12 opportunities the next game, 21 fantasy points. So, yeah, I'm terrified. I'll be terrified every snap of Jahmyr Gibbs when you face him, mm-hmm. and every snap of Devon Achane when you face him, is pure terror.
Yeah, when you've got those guys who can just rip off however many yards are left on the field at any time, it is a lot of fun to watch when they're your player and very scary when they're against you.
It reminds me of when Jonathan Taylor had his monster year. I remember I was playing against him, and he managed to be held in check, and the Colts were winning by multiple scores, and they were just running out the clock. And there was like a play or two left in the game. It's like the whole defense knows, and he broke like a 75-yard touchdown right up the middle, and it erased all of my hopes and dreams of the day. That's what Achane and Gibbs can do. Khalil Herbert upgraded to full. Deonta Foreman limited, and the matchup and situation there, I think we're trying to avoid the Bears.
It's preferable.
Damian Pierce still sidelined. Not expected to play in week 11 is what I've seen out there. Also, Noah Brown remains sidelined. We'll talk about that matchup today. Lockett still sidelined with the hamstring. He's been managing that all year. We'll talk about that today. We'll talk about Madison and Jefferson, and we'll talk about Garrett Wilson. Those are all matchups coming up on today's show. We do have the fantasy face-off as well.
Fun.
At the end of the show, so we'll get Mike's. He submitted a lineup. Jason's got a lineup, and I'm trying to avoid a turkey.
Of
shame.
Losses.
A turkey of shame.
Mm-hmm. On Thanksgiving, nonetheless.
Oh, no. Now I'm really doomed.
Yeah, the turkey's coming.
Because whoever loses this week will be the megalodon shame person.
And I'll tell you right now, if you get a turkey on Thanksgiving week, I'm putting you back in my turkey mask that you made me wear.
Oh, did I do that?
Yeah. And I've already been in there, so it's worse now.
Oh, man. Yeah, the germs after years probably don't go away because that's like a incubator.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. That was today's news and notes presented by USAA Insurance. Learn more at usaa.com/insurance.
Fantasy Forecast.
I'm excited to talk about our first game. Yesterday, we covered the Steelers, Browns, Bears, Lions, Chargers, Packers, Raiders, Dolphins, Giants, Commanders, Cowboys, Panthers, Titans, Jags.
That was very fast.
Today, we're covering a bunch more matchups, including the highest over-under of the week, the Arizona Cardinals at 2-8 against the 5-4 Houston Texans. DraftKings Sportsbook line has Houston as 5-point home favorites. The over-under is 48 points.
Does that line feel right?
I think so.
It's the most the Texans have been favored since week 16 of 2020.
Yeah, I mean, people were wondering if my almost upset was coming up on yesterday's show. They thought that, you know, maybe the Raiders game or something. I go weeks without them sometimes.
Yeah.
If something jumps out, like, and I get this one makes some sense, but like the Cardinals offense is projected for 21.5 points. I think they'll get there. It's just I don't think they can stop what Houston is bringing to the table. And what are they bringing to the table? They're bringing the best rookie we've seen in a long time in C.J. Stroud, who has averaged 339 passing yards and 2.8 passing touchdowns at home. They're bringing the AFC Offensive Player of the Week, Devin Singletary, who went 30 for 150 and one last week with no Damian Pierce. They're bringing Nico Collins back, likely from the calf injury, and Tank Dell.
Who is my start of the week and my problem this week.
Some story time?
Little story time here.
I woke up to the wrath in my Slack DMs.
Yeah, there were some curse words.
There were some curse words in capital letters.
Last night I'm standing in my kitchen just thinking about fantasy football, as we do.
Yeah, we really do.
I had been kind of working a trade for Tank Dell, and I had been being pretty cheap about it because this manager was, you know, trying to just get a little bit of something for him, didn't need him.
Trade deadline this week.
So I'm standing in my kitchen, and I think to myself, I think Tank Dell could be the dude. I think the rest of the season he could help me win a championship. I need to just pay up. I need to get him. I want him in this matchup. I need him in my lineup. I'm going to go pay whatever it takes to get him because I knew whatever it takes wouldn't be extraordinary. It would just be a fair deal. So I go to Sleeper. I open the app. I click on that manager's name, click trade, click next, and I can't find Tank Dell.
Where did he go?
Where's Tank? We were just talking about this trade. Why can't I find So I exit out. I go to the chat log. I scroll up a little bit. And doggone it, totally independently, having had no conversation about this, earlier that day you traded for Tank Dell? You I was when
boom,
I
shakalaka.
Hit that button.
When
boom shakalaka.
When I saw that he was traded, I was like, "No!" And then when I saw it was you, oh my goodness gracious, Andrew. Great trade. I think Tank Dell is someone that you should be targeting. He looks like the real deal, the real Dell. And this week he's my start of the week. I think it's a great, great matchup for him.
Yeah, Noah Brown didn't practice again. I don't think Noah Brown's out there in his 170-something yards he's been bringing to the table every week.
Yeah, you got Robert Woods still limited coming back from an injury. Nico Collins still coming back from an injury. Noah Brown out in a perfect matchup against the Cardinals. So, I you know, Tank Dell, congrats.
Yeah, I had an Amari Cooper problem I had to fix. I was pretty worried about Amari Cooper. Also have Jerome Ford on the team. Didn't really want two Browns with Dorian Thompson-Robinson out there this week. And Tank Dell was a really nice fix.
So what are you doing with Nico Collins? Is he just right back in your lineup
I think because of the Noah Brown injury, he'd be right back in there against the Cardinals defense. They're 22nd against wideouts in the last 6 weeks. But I think Tank Dell's the man this week.
And let me question because I think Devin Singletary is a great play. There's not many matchups as good as the Arizona Cardinals for running back. And we saw what he did last week. And you know he's going to have all the work, but I want to see how high you're willing to start him. Would you start Javonte Williams against Minnesota or Devin Singletary against Arizona?
I do think that those two are going to have very similar outputs. Javonte, I've looked into recently. He's over 20 carries the last couple of weeks, opportunity-wise. He's been very involved. Man, Arizona is bad against mm-hmm. the run. They're giving up like 24 fantasy points. They found something last week with Singletary. They're favored. I'm going to lean Singletary by just a little bit.
Okay, so if you're leaning Singletary there, I would imagine you're also leaning Singletary over, say, Rashad White against San Francisco 49ers?
Yeah, I am. Although White will be fine because he always is.
All right, two more very difficult ones.
With Singletary?
With Singletary. Would you rather start Singletary in this great matchup, or Saquon Barkley with Danny DeVito?
Singletary.
Okay, and the final one.
Although Barkley, I think, will have a good week this week, and he's on a roster. I want to throw. Did we cover that game yesterday? We did, Brooks.
Yes.
Yeah, let me say something really quickly. I watched some interviews because there's been some question about the ankle and how he re-injured it. There's a couple of really interesting locker room interviews right now with Saquon, including him talking about the atmosphere of the team and how he says it doesn't feel like a 2-8 team, that they're having fun in practice, that there's a lot of joy and optimism. And I was just kind of shocked to hear all that, but it didn't sound like a guy who was hurting, and it didn't sound like a guy who wasn't about to get 25 carries against Washington. But I like the Singletary matchup
okay.
more.
And then in this same game, another great matchup, another guy that's going to get most of the work, James Conner. You're going Singletary over all these guys, aren't you?
I'm going favored Devin Singletary. The hardest part with Singletary right now for managers is that Damian Pierce will come back at some point, and their offensive coordinator has already come out and publicly stated nothing is changing, is what he said. He says he likes to have both backs to share the workload, and so there will be some tough decisions to be made.
I think it'll be easy decisions. When Damian Pierce comes back, you don't play either. That's the way I'm approaching it. I mean, if they were playing against the Cardinals, sure, or Carolina, sure, but in most matchups, before the injury, these two players were irrelevant.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I wonder where Singletary would be with how Houston is playing this season if Pierce was gone for the remainder of the year. That would be a different story. But, yeah, James Conner, great start this week against the 22nd-ranked Texans run defense. He's going to get it all. Kyler Murray, of course, you get him in there. Kyler or Fields in his first game back. Fields against Detroit.
Kyler. I love Kyler too. In this game. The over-under, here's the nice thing. The Texans are a good team. They're legitimate. But they're still not a great defense. They're not the worst out there, but they're not very good. You can score on the Texans. The Cardinals are the worst out there, or among them. And these two offenses are clicking right now with Kyler in tow. So I don't know how either one of these offenses gets stopped. It should be a shootout. It should be a back-and-forth affair.
I agree, and Hollywood should be good. This was an anomaly last week with the one reception. You know, Trey McBride right back into your lineup this week. Huge target share. I do expect Connor to be more involved, but in the passing game, but it doesn't matter. Trey McBride is a start. You know, I looked at him versus the Laporta versus Chicago situation. You know, I think that that's a coin flip. I really do. I think either guy could have the better week. You know, McBride, Laporta, Kincaid, it's really hard for me to decide between any of those.
Yeah, it is really difficult. I'm going to take the matchup. Houston is very bad against tight ends. I think McBride could be the tight end one on the week this week.
Yeah, it's very, very possible, and they could be in a negative game script throughout.
Basically, start everyone in this game.
What about Schultz, though? Because he has been banged up. I went to the Texans, read some stuff from the beat writers. They said he's making progress, but the Cardinals are actually really good against tight ends.
Yeah, their scheme has not given up much to the tight end position, but I don't know that you're going to have better options out there on the waiver wire than a guy
Logan
who,
Thomas.
Okay, Logan Thomas, I would be fine pivoting to that. He's had enough targets recently, and the Giants also aren't great against tight ends. But, I mean, if you look at the last five games, Dalton Schultz is on pace for 132 targets. That's rare at tight end.
How do they have so many amazing pass-catching weapons?
C.J. Stroud.
Dell and Collins and Brown and Schultz. And then Singletary catches the touchdown. It's wild. It's wild. Tampa Bay, 4-5. San Francisco, 6-3. The DraftKings Sportsbook line, San Francisco, minus 12.
A hearty 12. They do not think this game will be difficult.
I mean, that's a lot of points.
What you have seen from the San Francisco 49ers is about six dominant games and three really, really disappointing games. You're talking about they either score over 30 or they score 17 points. That's literally what's happened every single game of the year. And those three losses are without Deebo Samuel, and every other win is with Deebo Samuel. He helps make the offense work. They also traded, obviously, on their bye week for a star defensive lineman from the Manders, and that was scary. That defensive line was scary the first week out.
It makes this, you know, the way they play, it makes this pretty simple. At home, heavily favored, you know, McCaffrey, the matchup's hardest for him, but he's a pass catcher as well, so, you know, it's nothing I'm worried about. Purdy was your start of the week yesterday. McCaffrey's in. Ayuk's my start of the week, and I think Deebo is right there with him. Like, Deebo had his first game back last week, scored a touchdown. You know, I think he is just as capable of taking advantage of this bleeding secondary for Tampa as Ayuk is. So I think both those guys are locks.
I would agree both those guys are locks. They're going to score. They're going to put up 30 points, the San Francisco 49ers are. And if they do, that means that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be throwing the ball. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin are both fine plays. I know that the San Francisco 49ers defense is great, but against wide receivers, they haven't. They're 25th on the year. They're top five against the other positions, but you could throw on them at wide receiver sometimes because you have to, because the 49ers are scoring points. I'm not scared off of Evans or Godwin.
I would be willing to pivot off of Godwin. I'd be willing to go to the Tank Dell way, sure, for sure. I'd be willing to go.
If you've got a Tank Dell,
you know,
type option.
Hollywood,
sure.
Who had a worse game, I'd play Hollywood over Godwin. Godwin's ceiling isn't there this year. He has three double-digit games in nine opportunities, and those were 15, 10, and 15. Like, there are no games like the Evans games.
That's fair.
And the last 2 weeks, two catches, four catches, 2.6 fantasy points, and seven. So that would be the one I'm a little nervous about, because I don't know how many opportunities to score they're going to have. Did you see their implied point total? It's 14.8.
That feels wrong to me.
Well, look, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So Cade Otton, not in there. Rashad White, probably not the ceiling you want, although Jason's right. I mean, they are going to be negative game script. Could get some, you know, could be one of those, like, last two drives of the game, Rashad White has five catches.
Yeah, you're hoping for that garbage time checkdowns, but you're not in love with this matchup.
All right, quick break, back with some more matchups.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Some things may seem small at the time, but when you keep them inside, when you keep everything bottled up, you leave those emotions to fester, and they can have some serious negative consequences. I know when I was younger, you know, you don't want to always say what's on your mind. You don't want to be seen as ungrateful or insensitive or whatever, but sometimes you bottle those things up too long and they develop into real problems. Talking things out, working through what's weighing you down, it is more helpful than you realize. And if you want a safe space for that conversation, I recommend therapy. I've had therapy. I've had practical, personal advances through therapy, whether I'm learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries personally, how to make better habits in my life. There's a lot of benefit, and you can give BetterHelp a try if you've been thinking of starting therapy. It's entirely online. It's convenient and flexible. It's also easy to get started. You just fill out one brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/footballers to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/footballers.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. It's no secret we get deep on football here to the point where, yeah, maybe I might lose track of a few other things, like subscriptions. I mean, do you know how many you've got right now? Probably not, but our sponsor, Rocket Money, can help. I've been a longtime user of Rocket Money. I love it. I get pop-ups all the time checking in on my finances. Things like subscriptions, like, hey, you should probably go through your subscriptions and just make sure that everything is on the up and up. And I go and I check and I review every single time. And sometimes, every once in a while, boom, there's a subscription that I forgot about that I don't use anymore. Thank you, Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/footballers. That's rocketmoney.com/footballers. rocketmoney.com/footballers.
The New York Jets are 4-5. They take on the 5-5 Buffalo Bills. The DraftKings Sportsbook line, Buffalo -7 at home. The over-under is 39.5. And
what happens if Garrett Wilson is not active in this game?
Yeah, let's start there. Robert Saleh says he feels good about Garrett Wilson playing. I do think he'll be out there, but he says he has a couple hurdles to clear. With him, they have a 16-point implied point total. You know, this is really tough. Zach Wilson has 5 passing touchdowns and 8 starts.
Yeah, he's
they can't score enough to compete in this game.
He's looked okay between the 20s, Zach Wilson has, but he does not know how. When the field shrinks, he just does not know what to do. The offensive line, unfortunately, isn't really good enough to open up great things for Breece Hall. I mean, last week you did finally have a Jets offensive touchdown, a Breece Hall rushing touchdown. Offensive holding called back. So maybe you can get a red zone touchdown from Breece in this game. Thankfully, the Buffalo Bills, they're not great at stopping the run. The last 6 weeks, they're 26th, giving up 21.7 fantasy points per game to the running back in half PPR scoring. So
they will do everything they can to stop the run in this game, though.
Yeah.
That will be the scheme. That is the difference in those broad numbers sometimes. It's like, try to beat us, Zach. Try. You know, Tyler Conklin has been the most involved pass catcher in this offense outside of Garrett Wilson, actually. Because I've done a lot of deep diving at the tight end position for some bye weeks. And the last 2 weeks, do you know what Conklin's numbers are? Because you probably didn't want to watch them.
Tell me.
6 for 66, 7 for 70.
Mark of the beast in there.
Sure. Well, that was the mark of, yeah, Zach Wilson. yeah, Breece Hall's in there. Garrett Wilson, if he plays, you know, you can start him, but it's nervous. It's nervous time every week. On the other side of the ball, Stephon Diggs had his first bust game of the year. You're playing him.
You're playing him, but if you want back-to-back bust games, you put him up against the New York Jets. You obviously cannot start Gabe Davis in a game against the Jets, so fire him up.
Oh, gosh. Now, what's the real advice there? Because I know people on Twitter, they'll be like, what did you actually mean?
The real advice is you can't, through the process, put Gabe Davis in your lineup. So the real advice is you're going to you're going to have a good chance at a lot of fantasy points on your bench.
They give up on the year 19.1 points per game. That is seventh best in the league. So that's where we're at with the New York Jets. They only give up 17 points to wide receivers. You know, the last few weeks, they've given up 14, 13, 27 to the Chargers, and then 16 last week. So I don't think you're going to have ceiling for any of the Bills guys, but you are going to have some stable numbers because they're just going to have the ball a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Dalton Kincaid, comfortable?
Oh, yeah. Dalton Kincaid is fine. It's not a great matchup, but when Dawson Knox has been out, Dalton Kincaid has had so many targets. He's really the wide receiver two for this team, and you expect Sauce Gardner to be on Stephon Diggs. So Dalton Kincaid's going to be important.
James Cook?
James Cook's an all right play. Keep in mind with the Bills, they fired their offensive coordinator.
Yes.
So there's going to be an offensive shift, but this is someone coming in from out of the building. You're not going to be able to make wholesale changes. I think what you are going to try to do is put your best players out there. So I'm a little bit hopeful that in this game you're going to see more James Cook than Latavius Murray because they're going to say, hey, our offense has been struggling. You brought me in to fix it. I want the explosive athletes on the field, not the old veterans who are a great locker room guy but not getting it done on the field. So I'm a little bullish on James Cook. I would like to start him this week.
The only thing I'll say negative there is that in the back of my mind, if the ball gets popped out by this ferocious defense, James Cook is going to be back in the doghouse because he had the fumble, finally came back, had another fumble that bounced right into his hands, fortunately. But that is always scary in the back of your mind that one false move could take him off the field.
Ironically, I believe that was his first fumble of his career.
First and second?
Yes. But I'm saying the one that got him just straight benched to hurt your team.
Yeah.
It was like, this isn't Antonio Gibson.
Hey, look, the rational coaching is irrelevant. It's just what we saw. Seattle 6-3. The Rams are 3-6. The DraftKings Sportsbook line, Seattle -1. The over-under is 46 points. And Matthew Stafford making his return?
Yes, sir. This is great news. The last time that we saw a game in Los Angeles between these two teams, there was a lot of fantasy goodness to be had. I believe Geno Smith threw three touchdowns, 300-plus yards, had himself a great game last year. Obviously we saw them in week one this year where the Rams won 30-13. So in a dome, in division with Stafford back, with Cooper Kupp healthy, with Puka healthy, off the bye, I'm actually pretty hopeful that this could be a great fantasy game.
Little worried with Matthew Stafford's first game back and the reinforced interior.
That's all right. You got Carson Wentz backing him up.
Great point, Jason.
Yeah,
great point.
No worries.
Are you the Wentz side of
bet? Of the Matt Ryan, Carson Wentz? I need him to just get a snap.
I'll tell you this. I would take the under in this game.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't think that the Los Angeles Rams are going to be able to move the ball on the ground at all. And Stafford first game back with the injury. You talked about his effectiveness being diminished when he had this injury before. Only Jordan Love has a lower completion percentage than Stafford this year. Despite the elite weapons, like I do worry a little bit about the hindrance of not having Kyron Williams like they did in week one and having Daryl Henderson and Royce Freeman to depend upon. I would take the under. Geno Smith and that offense isn't playing well. The Rams play very slowly. We don't like that. That's a concern for me. So, you know, I'm probably less bullish on it being a bonanza, but you certainly hope you can get, you know, Cooper Kupp and Puka back involved in the fantasy mix. Tyler Lockett has been very good. DK Metcalf is not.
Yeah, I mean, you're still going to be starting DK Metcalf. You're going to be starting Tyler Lockett. I think on the Rams side, you're obviously starting Cooper Kupp. And I believe that in most situations, you should also be starting Puka Nacua. He's very, very good.
Puka or Hollywood?
Puka.
Puka or Tank Dell?
Tank.
Puka or Nico Collins?
Puka. So there you go. That kind of orders it for you a little bit. In my mind, I also think that the
Puka or Tyler Lockett in this game.
That's really, really interesting. I'm gonna lean the home team here with Puka.
Okay.
Puka to me is like a top 20 wide receiver for sure this week. A solid wide receiver too. And I think that they will be able to move the ball on the ground. Daryl Henderson's averaging 15.7 opportunities in his time. This is his last hurrah, presumably, before Kyren Williams comes back. And the Seattle Seahawks, they've not been able to stop the run recently. Over the last 6 weeks, they're 31st in fantasy points given up to running backs, 25.5 on average per game. So I'm not scared of the
matchup. Not no Leonard Williams interest there?
No, I mean, obviously they did trade for Leonard Williams. That should make an impact. I don't believe it did last week, though.
No, I mean, Brian Robinson had the big game. It was through the air. I don't know that he got a lot on the ground last week.
Yeah, they didn't do much on the ground. They threw it all day.
Yeah. That'll be fun to watch. Kenneth Walker. He's a wild card.
Yeah. I don't
know
how you
just
bench
play
him.
You just play him. Yeah. Geno Smith is a bench.
Geno
Smith. Are you okay with him this week?
I'm okay with him this week. Last week, 369-2. Last time he played the Rams in L.A., I brought it up. He had an awesome game. I think he could get back on track. I'm not, looking to play him, but in a two-quarterback league, super flex, I think he's a good second option.
Would you play Howell over him this week?
Yes, I would play Howell.
The Minnesota Vikings are 6-4. They take on the 4-5 Denver Broncos. Both of these teams on fire right now. Minnesota's won 5 straight games. Denver's won 3 straight games.
And Denver, 3 straight, but 2 of them were against Kansas City and Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting looking towards the fantasy playoffs and looking at the Denver defense and seeing some good matchups and saying, am I going to go from hating the Denver defense to playing the Denver defense?
Yeah.
Because they have been very good. I mean, look, they're 5th against quarterbacks over the last 6 weeks. They're 2nd against wideouts over the last 6 weeks. I don't like the wide receivers in this game. I would not be trying to play Jordan Addison in this game.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's TJ Hawkinson's show.
Oh my gosh. I apologize earlier for saying I thought that Trey McBride could be the tight end one on the week. Against a Vance Joseph defense, TJ Hawkinson getting 41 and 47% target share with Josh Dobbs, TJ Hawkinson will be the tight end one.
What about if Jefferson's back, obviously you're going to go right back to him?
Yeah.
That would be the exception to what I said. I guess I'm not sure if Jefferson is going to be back out there.
It seems like what I've read the most recent seems like I'm guessing they'll give him one more week before he returns.
So I have
swapped. The fact that he was practicing last week and then practiced this week, it felt like he was going to be in there. But just reading some of the comments and how they want to approach it, it's probably the right move to give him another week and make sure it's safe.
Ben Gosling said he was limited again on Thursday and the Vikings would want to put him through a full practice before playing him. So you could be very right there. All limited so far. Joshua Dobbs. I don't know if I want Joshua Dobbs mile high this week.
Yeah, it's really hard.
I know he runs the football, so it could eliminate some of the challenges, but the numbers that the Denver Broncos have been putting him up, Okay, Denver's favorite. Dang it. This would have been it.
You wanted your
Yeah, I wanted Minnesota upset. to be favored because I do think Denver wins.
Yeah, but Denver is favored by 2 in this matchup. Josh Dobbs, to me, is a quarterback that you could start. I've got him right now as my quarterback 15. So I don't think he is someone you need to be playing in a 12-team league. There's better options. In a super flex, he's probably a good quarterback too.
The one area that has not really improved very much for Denver over the last 6 weeks has been the running game defense. Alexander Mattison is limited on Thursday. It seems like it's going to be close as to whether he gets out of concussion protocol and able to play.
I'll be really surprised if he does.
Well, let's say he doesn't.
Then Ty Chandler's a really good play.
So you would actually just throw Ty Chandler right into your lineup?
I would throw him into my lineup. He should be, I believe he should be started if Alexander Mattison isn't out there over a lot of decent options. Ty Chandler his skill set is the specific slice that beats the Denver Broncos defense. You just talked about it. Even though they've been good recently, the place where they have not been is still on the ground, especially to speedy running backs. That's how Devon Achane destroyed them. Granted, that was a while ago, but Ty Chandler is a super speedy, fast running back where if you give him a hole, I think that he will be able to run away from these Broncos defenders.
It's irrelevant to any formal predictions. I think the Denver Broncos will win by more than 7.
Wow.
I think they're going to be very good this week. Javonte, you should play Javonte Williams. He's just getting so many opportunities, 19, 30, and 25 over the last 3 weeks. Cortland Sutton can be in there. Flex. Dell or Sutton? Dell is apparently the Dell line this week is what we're looking at.
Well, my line is going to be Dell in most situations.
Denver's given up 16.8 points per game over the last since week 6, fourth fewest in the NFL. Philadelphia, this is Monday Night Football. They're 8-1. Kansas City, 7-2. This is our Monday Night Football game.
All right.
Super Bowl rematch, Kelsey Bash. We'll have tons of Taylor Swift everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be there.
Yeah, you're going to be there? Oh, I see what you're saying, because you were Taylor Swift.
I was Taylor.
So
I'll be there.
Hideous.
Yeah, I was a – you still have nightmares?
I do. I think – so the YouTube comments, thank you, Foot Clan. You're so kind. And you were very gracious and funny with your kindness to Andy on that Halloween episode when he dressed up as Taylor Swift. I can't describe to you the difference between video and in person. In person is the most terrifying thing I've ever
you
seen.
You were really afraid.
I was horrified. I don't remember the entire episode.
Right. No. Because if you glance this direction,
if I glanced your direction, I was scared for my life.
And I was trying to give like really astute fantasy advice while I looked that way.
Had no idea.
Yeah. It was 38-35 in the Super Bowl. That was a fun game.
That was a great game. We were there.
Jalen Hurts went crazy. He went banana, as you would say. 304-1 through the air, 70-3 on the ground. I mean, 45.5 point over under. Kansas City 2.5 point favorites, according to the DraftKings sports book.
Kansas City's defense has been very good. They've been hitting the under a lot. Primetime unders right now are 25-8. Meaning the under has hit 76% of the time this season, which is a shockingly out of bounds number for just, you know, an average of a line. But this is two great offenses and two good defenses. But I mean, I'll take the
over. I really will.
I think so too. There is a chance of rain, so it could. Weather could be a factor. Little bit rain.
Okay.
Little bit rain, 13 mile an hour winds from the northeast.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
No problem.
I think it's a lot simpler on the Philly side. Jalen Hurts, yes. Swift, yes. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, yes. You don't have Goddard out there, so we know what it was like for Devonta Smith when there was no Goddard last year. Very simple on that side.
Yeah.
On the other side, more complicated or maybe more avoidance because, you know, both teams coming off the bye, right?
Mm-hmm.
Both teams have, you know, Andy Reid, 2 weeks to prepare, and I would expect the Eagles to be very, very good off the bye going into this primetime game.
And the revenge they want.
Oh, absolutely. So I think I'm not, I don't want to mess with the wideouts because Kansas City wide receivers. Look, it would take the rest of the show to read the names of who are going to get targets. Justin Watson, heavily involved. Mecole Hardman's part of the offense now. Rashee Rice, look, if you watched the game last time he was out there, you were lucky he got into the end zone because he was barely used. Kadarius Toney, they were managing snaps. Another bye week is going to give him more opportunity. Yeah, didn't I mention Justin Watson? See, here's what I mean.
My bad.
You can get lost. I mean, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, tons of snaps. So you are playing with fire. Is all I'm saying. Like, if I was going to play with fire, it would be with Rashee.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, like, there's a reason I moved him after that game. It's not that he's not talented. It's the fact that, you know, 2 targets, 2 for 17, you better get into the end zone. And I would, I see Kyle's asking Rashee or Amari Cooper with DTR. Amari Cooper for sure.
Hmm.
Easy.
I'm not that side.
That's wild.
I'm not that side. I don't know. I mean, I realize last game, 2 targets, 2 receptions, 17 yards, but he's actually been more and more involved. I mean,
less and less. Well, since Justin Watson and Mecole Hardman have come there.
Except not if you look at the snap counts. That's what I'm saying. He's actually in the packages getting on the field. In fact, last game was his highest snap percentage of the year.
Oh, I know.
Which was just beating the week prior, which was his highest snap percentage of the year, which beat the week prior, which was his highest snap percentage
of
the year.
I'm not coming denying out of a that bye, he's out there.
Coming out of a bye.
He blocks very well.
In a game that we think is, should hit the over here because of these two quarterbacks. I'm okay with Rashee Rice. I'm not out on him. Like you talked about, you don't want to start Jordan Addison. Would you start Jordan Addison or Rashee Rice?
Addison without Jefferson, I would play him over Rice, for sure.
I've got him one spot ahead as well, but I do think Rashee Rice can be started.
I mean, we sat here on the show and read out the target distribution in the last game.
Yes.
And that there were like 9 or 10 different receivers getting targets. So what I'm saying is that you don't have the ability. Like Addison could take a game over. Cooper is going to get all the targets from DTR with a week of practice. In fact, he had 6 of them last time with DTR. They just didn't get near him. And it was Baltimore. But Rashee Rice is like I don't think you have a ceiling.
Yeah, but it's like, would you rather have 6 DTR targets or 3 Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid targets? Because I'd rather take the 3.
I don't know. Cooper just catches so many balls downfield. So we have a difference of opinion there. Isaiah Pacheco. It's a bad matchup. He hasn't performed in good matchups. In fact, I think Mike made him start of the week 3 straight times in good matchups, and I think he put up the last 2, 6 points, 5 points.
Yeah, the offensive line is great for the Chiefs. The defensive line is great for the Eagles. I'm a little bit scared of Pacheco.
So let's figure that out. Jerome Ford against Pittsburgh or Isaiah Pacheco?
I would go Jerome Ford.
Raheem Mostert against Las Vegas?
Oh, easily Mostert.
Okay.
Mostert's great play.
Madison, if he was active, or Ty Chandler?
Ty Chandler's an interesting one. I think if Madison was out, I would play Ty Chandler over Pacheco. I would play James Cook over Pacheco. I would play Daryl Henderson
over Pacheco. I was about to ask Daryl
Henderson. Pacheco. But I would play Pacheco over Najee and Jaylen Warren and Kareem Hunt and Chuba. So there is a place for Pacheco.
Philly, Kansas City, who's your winner? Just pick the money line.
If I'm picking the money line, I'm just going to pick the home team. I'm going Kansas City.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Eagles in this one. There you go. Kelce, you play him, and you hope he performs very well. We'll have Taylor Swift there, so it's been good. Antonio Gibson's still not practicing on Friday. So Brian Robinson was already my start of the week. And he's start of the week plus.
Is he in your DraftKings lineup?
I don't know. Well, we're going to find that out.
We're going to find that out right now.
Is he in yours?
Nope, but I did look his direction.
Yeah, he's not in mine. All right, let's get to it.
Fantasy Face-Off, presented by DraftKings.
Well, your streak's over, Jason. You finished 2nd, and so you finally have a 2nd place finish.
Very disappointed. Took 10 weeks to not finish first or last, but I did it. I got 2nd, which is the nicest place to be because I don't have to do anything.
Just sit here and watch you get shamed. I have to host this show. You know, there's a bear over there, so like, hopefully it's not too bad.
Yeah.
Probably is.
Wheel of Shame.
You know, a lot of the Foot Clan out there had a great idea of having Papa Josh absorb my Wheel of Shame this week. But I don't think we're going to do that. All right, spin that wheel. All right, we've got it spinning. It's landing. Oh, boy. What does this mean? Chew on this? What does chew on this mean? Do you know what this is,
I
Jason?
Do know what this is. This is a Chewbacca costume.
Oh no.
There he is.
What am I supposed to do here?
Hey, Chewy. So, Footglen, here's the thing about this great Chewbacca costume is...
Wait, is this for my arms?
I'm pretty... Can you see at all?
Very minimal.
You can see minimally. You could speak minimally.
Yeah. Is this going to translate to the podcast?
Oh, yeah. I can hear you just fine. Speak up a little. There he is. There's my guy. All right. Well, you look stupid.
I feel stupid.
You sound stupid.
Way worse than that pillow you gave me last week.
Now, let's kick off this segment with
have a mouthful?
Let's kick off this segment with the losing lineup. Who is the quarterback of the losing lineup this week? Andy, you go.
Brock Purdy.
Okay, my start of the week.
Brock Purdy for, let's see if I can see this, $5,800.
I spent $300 more on Kyler Murray. I want the Houston-Arizona game. You'll see that theme a lot. And Brooks, you are sharing Mike's lineup. Who does Mike have?
Mike also went with Brock Purdy.
Ooh, okay. That's a little, I don't like them both having my start of the week against me. Come on, Kyler. All right, running back, Andy.
Austin Eckler at 8,600.
Okay.
Devin Singletary at 5,300.
Yeah, I knew Devin Singletary would be locked into your lineup. For me, I'm going very spicy, very dangerous. I told Andy beforehand, like, this is a boom. This is not a cash lineup I'm building. I'm building a boom-bust lineup. But I'm going with my guys. I just want to have fun this week. So I'm going with Breece Hall at 6,400 and Devon Achane at 6,600. I'm paying for the man first week back, and I'm rooting for him. I don't want him having 40 points without me getting some of those. Where did Mike go, Brooks?
Mike went with James Conner and Breece Hall.
Okay.
Wow, two Breece Halls.
All right. I thought Breece Hall would be a solo play. All right, Andy, wide receivers.
I went with Cooper Kupp.
Okay.
8,100. I went with the more affordable than Brandon Ayuk, Deebo Samuel at 6,300 to stack with my Brock Purdy. And I went with Tank Dell.
Tank Dell. I'm sure all three of us have Tank Dell.
At 5,900.
I have Tank Dell, a smash play at 5,900. I have Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, so we'll have.
So yeah. Hopefully the passing volume goes there. Your start of the week, he was a little bit more expensive at 7,200, but he should be phenomenal in full PPR. And then my middle tier wide receiver is Christian Kirk against the Tennessee Titans. He's been very solid in PPR formats, only $6,000 for Kirksey. Who does Mike have, Brooks?
Mike paid up for CeeDee Lamb.
Ooh.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Oh.
His third wide out, Jaden Reed.
Okay. Wow. Amon-Ra and CeeDee Lamb. That is frightening.
My tight end is Trey McBride. 4,400.
Yep, my tight end is Trey McBride. Mike's tight end
is Trey McBride.
Yeah, I figured. It's really hard to go lower than him when he has the ceiling. Who's your flex, Andy?
I had to afford somebody here. Jameson Williams.
Oh!
At 3,300 and the Packers defense. Packers take on the Chargers, but they're at home. 2,300 from what I can see through my face.
Jason's jealous.
That is so upsetting. I looked and looked. Oh, what an idiot I am. I looked for a cheap option I liked, and I couldn't find anyone that I really liked outside of Cardinals players, and I had too many already that were under the 4,000 marker, and I would have loved to put Jameson Williams in at that price and afford some other players. Big mistake on my part. I do think Jameson Williams has his coming out party this week. Great pick, Andy. My flex is shared with Mike. I have Jaden Reed. He's still a good value at 4,000 against the Los Angeles Chargers. Who's your flex, Mike?
Mike had to go with Kyle Phillips.
Okay, Kyle Phillips.
That's how he afforded CeeDee Lamb and Amon-Ra.
Yep, that'll do it. Kyle Phillips over 60 yards in back-to-back games. Who's your defense?
My defense is the Packers.
The Packers defense against the Chargers. I paid a little bit more. I went with the Jacksonville Jaguars against Bananarama. So I will hope that Bananarama turns it over. Who's Mike got?
He's got the Jets defense.
That's who I had most of the week. The Jets playing against the most interception quarterback in the league. That's how you say that, against Josh Allen. I think they are the best cheap option this week, them being the Jets. And if I had to handicap this right now, and I know I've won the most times this season, I don't think I win this week.
We can hope that you don't have to undergo this. This is a warm greenhouse effect situation going on in this mask.
Yeah, I want to drag this out, make you get hotter under there, but I will wrap it up for you. This was Fantasy Face-Off presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code BALLERS to get $150 in bonus bets instantly when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That's code BALLERS only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Andy, you did it. You made it to the end of the show as Chewbacca. And I hope you're wearing a turkey face next week.
We'll find out. Thank you for joining us, Jason, on Baller Live.
Oh, yeah. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com and follow us on Twitter @TheFFBallers.